Children aged 5 to 11 can soon join the ranks of the vaccinated people in Australia, with the expert advisory group ATAGI approving the use of a smaller dose of the Pfizer vaccine for that group. Jabs will start going into little arms on January the 10th. And the Prime Minister says he's confident the more than 2 million kids in that age group will have the opportunity to get their first dose before school goes back. Samantha Donovan reports.
More than 5 million primary school-aged children in the United States have had their modified doses of the Pfizer COVID vaccine. And the Health Department Secretary, Professor Brendan Murphy, says the Australian authorities reviewed the American data closely before approving the jab for youngsters here.
The adverse effects for this vaccine for little children are almost negligible. It is really safe. We've now got very, very, very good data that this vaccine has only the usual mild sore arms, very, very, very good experience from the US. So I'm very confident that the Pfizer vaccine is a safe and effective vaccine, and I strongly encourage everyone to get it.
The Director of General Medicine at Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital, Dr. Sarah McNabb, has no hesitation in recommending the Pfizer vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds.
We know that for most children in that primary school age group who get COVID, the symptoms are usually mild and some children have no symptoms at all. But we have seen some children who have become more unwell, either with acute COVID, so with respiratory illness from COVID, or also from a condition called pediatric inflammatory multisystem syndrome, which comes on about a month to 6 weeks down the track and has caused some children to be more unwell.
Dr. McNabb says about 10 Victorian children have had the syndrome, and there's roughly one case for every 3,000 children who get COVID. But the US data is showing 5 to 11-year-olds tolerate the vaccine well.
Pleasingly, we're not seeing an alarming safety signal at all. So cases of side effects from this vaccine are extremely rare in this age group. And certainly the benefits of being vaccinated are outweighing any risks of vaccination.
The vaccinations for primary school-aged children will be offered by GPs, pharmacists, Aboriginal health services and state-run clinics from January the 10th, less than 3 weeks before Term 1 begins. Bookings will open later this month, and ATAGI has recommended an 8-week gap between doses. And there's a bit more work to be done ahead of the rollout. The TGA has to batch test the Pfizer doses, which are a third of that given to people 12 and over, and healthcare workers are going to be trained in giving vaccinations to young children. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is confident all 5 to 11-year-olds will have the opportunity to get their first jab before school starts next year.
Yeah, well, we start on the 10th of January, and that leaves ample opportunity, I think, to do that. But ultimately, that's a decision for parents.
The states and territories will be responsible for any vaccination clinics in schools. The Australian Education Union is keen to see as many primary school-aged children vaccinated before school goes back in late January. But as Federal President Karina Haythorpe agrees, it's a tight timeline.
It's unfortunate that the rollout cannot commence earlier than the 10th of January. I think it underlines the need to ensure that when the rollout starts, it is smooth and efficient. But the reality is it's going to be very difficult to get around 2 million children having their first vaccination before the back-to-school period begins.
The Royal Australian College of General Practitioners also has concerns about the timeframe for vaccinating 5 to 11-year-olds. Its president, Dr. Karen Price.
We're going to do the best we can. We're used to doing vaccinations, and obviously GPs are going to step up again for their communities. We know it's a big task, and undoubtedly we've got the 8-week interval, which will probably help in some ways in terms of spacing out the doses and getting everyone at least first dosed. Hopefully parents are understanding that we've only got so much capacity and that we're going to do the best we can. We know that the state hubs are closing and some pharmacies are pulling out, so general practice is really going to be having to significantly step up.
Dr. Price, given the increased workload for GPs, are you getting paid enough to offer the shots to little children?
Well, we have been calling for more support and more resources, and up to 50% of practices have reported losing money on the rollout already. So it is a big job, but GPs are committed to the public health need and also to their own patients. So I think that needs to be resourced properly.
That's the President of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, Dr. Karen Price, speaking to Samantha Donovan.